Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, listeners. Sean McLaughlin here, failing better. Episode, what episode would this be, do you think?
I think it's around the 50 mark. 53, 54, something like that.
53 or 54.
Or something like that.
Or something like that. That's Johnny Pelham.
It is. Hello, everyone.
Hey. Johnny's just done a meditation, he told me, so I think we should just go in studs up on this.
I've started meditating. You know my CBT therapist who said he could solve me in 4 or 5 sessions?
Yeah.
He said I need to meditate more, so I thought, you know, let's get into my body and really prepare for this podcast.
What does that entail then? Johnny Pelham doing a meditation, what does that entail?
Well, I just type 10-minute meditation into YouTube, and then I listen to them saying, you know, scan your body. Do you have an erection? I think, not right now. You know, it's just things like that, things that get body and let you feel how you are feeling. But also, I am very hungover. So there's the calm Buddhist wisdom combining with the sort of the need to drink myself and poise myself due to feelings of anxiety. So it's a real issue.
It's a fascinating sort of yin and yang going on. Why are you hungover? What were you doing last night?
I got pissed, basically.
Open and shut case, Your Honour.
I'd had a shit week for reasons I don't want to particularly go into. But let's just say Home Alone 4 will not be featuring me. Flew out all the way to LA, got in the meeting. They said, you're not a 7-year-old. What are you doing here?
One, there already is a Home Alone 4. And two, no, you can't play one of the McAllisters.
I said, I can play 7. I'm very versatile. I screamed at them.
You screamed at them. How about instead of the Wet Bandits, it's the Spunk Bandits and it's the Failing Better Boys.
Yeah, so that was tricky. But,
I'd love to see us in the Home Alone franchise. If we could be the robbers... Yeah. We could be the robbers, but we'd insist that they win and they actually do get to beat the shit out of that kid.
We have to win. I think the child-centric nature of Home Alone is the only thing that doesn't work for me in the whole show.
Well, I think
he should get the kid, he should beat the kid up, and he should rob them blind.
I think we should see a whole film of him setting up these little traps, that the adults open the door, go, this little kid has set up these crack traps, we get the kid immediately, we beat him into a pulp. And then we nicked the DVD player or whatever they were after.
And then everyone has a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas movie.
Because also, the McAllisters are quite a middle-class family. Let's bring class into this. You know,
I don't think they're middle-class. I think they're upper-class.
Yeah, so they deserve to be robbed. Yeah. How have they got that money?
They got a huge house.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, genuinely fuck them. Also, like, he's flying his brother. He's like his kids. He's got loads of kids. I mean, he can't keep it in his trousers. That McAllister dad.
Hey, ever heard of a condom, mate?
Ever heard of a condom? What are you, Mormon or something? He's got his brother. His brother's got loads of kids. So there's something fucked up going on there. But basically, the dad's flying them all out to Paris and then to New York. How much money is this guy making? Is he Jay-Z or something?
It doesn't make any sense. And I tell you what, Sean, this is very similar to how the meeting in LA went.
You go, look, if you want to make a gritty, realistic Home Alone, what you need to do is have me, Johnny Pelham, as the person in the house. Basically, what you're making is just a film about a bloke whose flat gets robbed.
Yeah, what I say is I don't want it to be like a child doing little stunts. I want it to be, I'm a 31-year-old man, I'm home alone again. It's gritty realism about the state of loneliness in the 21st century. That's what I pitched to them.
Yeah.
And they said, you have to leave. You're not, why are you here? And it was good. Good meeting, though. Good meeting.
But good meeting.
Why,
look,
that's
look.
Why I drunk. That's why I had a few bevies.
You've got a hustle in this game, in LA in particular. This is entertainment. It's a rat race. That's why we're doing this podcast 24 hours a day. Every one of these recordings takes 24 hours. We just cut it down to 30 minutes.
Just get over to our Twitch channel and you can watch us do this 24 hours a day. It's like the Big Brother house. A Twitch. Imagine if we both had a Twitch of us.
What, just us? Just live us doing this?
Just sleeping.
Actually, I wonder if that would be better. Not better. But actually, I've never thought about that. What if we just did a Twitch for like 4 hours? Once a week, we just did a 4-hour Twitch. Maybe we'd get loads of people.
I don't really know what Twitch is. Is it like...
I don't either. That's... Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do it.
Yeah. I think...
Because we didn't know what podcasting was, and then we started, and now we're here.
Yeah, and it's not... It's not gone great, has it?
Oh, we're fine. Don't worry about it. You're not going to be in Home Alone 4.
When you're in a health kick and you're having a bad week, it's very difficult to know how to relax. Because you know what you're meant to do, like just drink some orange juice and eat an aubergine. It's like you want to... So Sophie eventually just said, go out and get pissed, and so I did.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, that I know exactly how you feel. Like, because also, I feel like I'm at a point now where... sort of comfort eating loads of shit food is actually going to be worse for me long term than if I just have a night on the tiles.
Night on the tiles.
You know, do you like that phrase?
I did like that phrase a lot.
There's a few phrases I'm looking to bring in. Geezer.
Yeah.
Night on the tiles.
Yeah. Bangladesh always wins.
Pardon?
Bangladesh always wins.
Bangladesh always wins, of course. That's already front and centre in my vocabulary. It's barely in its holster, that one. I'm dashing it out every time I do a card payment. Have a nice day. Bangladesh always wins.
That's how you sign off your emails.
Yeah, it is.
That
silence there was because Johnny's camera broke.
We almost did it really well. I don't think anyone would notice.
I know. Because then a part of me thought, oh, I'll edit out the silence, but I won't.
No, we'll never edit out anything.
So you got pissed up. You've had a bad week. You've gone to LA.
Home Alone's turned me down again. Again. They just keep promising me things and they do not deliver.
I just think you'd be great in Home Alone because you'd get two robbers would come in and you'd be like, I'll just do whatever the fuck you want. I'll do whatever you want. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'll 69 you. Do you want to be 69? And they go, look, mate, we just want your trainers. Go, mate, I will 69 you.
I'm already naked. I just sadly hand them the loom. And they're like, what? You've wildly misread this.
I've got anal beads. I will use them for you. And then the wet banders at that point go, I think he's getting off on this. I think we've picked the wrong house.
That's a good way to avert a robbing if you're not very strong. It's just to come down with a raging erection and loads of anal beads.
Just go, like, you're the guy who's going to have sex with me, yeah? You're going to have sex with me, right? Cool.
And all the weird traps are just sexual things.
I thought I was going to get robbed this morning.
Did you? That's interesting. What happened?
Yes, I just remembered this. I was walking around. Is that funny?
Where were you walking? The way you said walking around. Where were you walking to?
I was just walking around. You know how people just walk around, Johnny? Do you never just do that?
No, not by myself very often. I normally have, like, I'm going to a coffee shop or somewhere.
I just go for a little walk in the morning.
That's nice. Stretch your giant legs.
I've got to get up on them hind legs early. Really shake out the cobwebs 4 feet into the thigh. And I was listening to loud hip-hop, similar to the rap that you did, similar to your rap.
Yeah.
But with slightly worse production values.
Inspired by me, I imagine. But, you know, as art always has, these people have taken it further, and I respect that.
Yeah. I actually don't know if they have taken it that much further, what I was listening to. but anyway, I was just walking, and I was, like, nodding my head. And then a guy There's one little trait of our conversation, which is you laugh at me when I say things that I think are relatively normal. And just I can't tell which of us is the weirdo. I can't tell if you're the weirdo or if I am.
I just love the mental image of you just wandering down the street, nodding your head, listening to rap music. It's really an amusing image.
It is, yeah, it is a bit like that little kid from About a Boy. But yeah, it's not, yeah, it's not as charming when you're a 35-year-old man. 35-year-old man who's waiting on an electrician to come round. But it was just a guy on a bike, just went alongside me and went, "What's with the head shakes?" I went, "What?" He goes, "What's with all this?" And he like did the head nodding. I went, "I'm just listening to music." He went, "Oh, what? Why are you doing that?" I go, "I'm just getting..." Like, this was genuinely 8 o'clock in the morning. He's just cycling alongside me. He goes, what's all that? And he goes, "Anyway, you got a cigarette for me?" And I said, "No, I haven't got any cigarettes, sorry." And he went, "Can I have your trainers then?"
What?
And then he started laughing. Then I started laughing. And then he just cycled away.
I thought, so what?
I couldn't really figure out if he meant it. I think he half meant it.
So what do you? So he noticed you because you were nodding. Do you think you were nodding your head overly violently, or do you think he would?
Well, Johnny, look, I hate to bring it up, but I think my elongated frame probably means that a head nod from me is like a tsunami has just started in the Southeast Pacific.
Your just neck appears between two people's conversation.
The butterfly effect is nothing compared to the Sean McLaughlin listening to rap effect.
And so then he asked for your, then he asked for a cigarette, and then he asked for your shoes. That's quite a...
It's quite an escalation, that, isn't it? Quite an escalation.
And were you scared? Like, was it scary?
I wasn't scared in the slightest, because he was just on his bike.
Was he a big guy or was he a small guy?
Well, he wasn't.
I mean,
as big
compared
as me,
to you, compared to
yeah, obviously.
It's all about.
He was. He was sort of big. You know, I would say the comparison height wise would be like comparing the Empire State Building to Daddy Longlegs.
But a very tall spider, the Daddy Longlegs. So you know, still
a notoriously tall spider.
So that's it. So did you? So what were your thoughts after that happened? That's quite a weird beginning to your day.
Nothing. I'd already had an interesting day. I just, you know, there's already.
Well, tell us more. What's happening in your life then?
Well, the electrician came round.
Wow, that is very interesting.
That is actually quite interesting. We ended up having a very long chat about TikTok and the Chinese spying on us that I felt forced to go along with because I did want to have illumination in my bathroom.
It's a real power position. It's like when you get your hair cut. They can say anything two chops in because you're not leaving. Yeah. It's like
you've got sharp objects at my head and I'm paying you for that. So talk about how she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Talk about how you'll never forgive her.
Please do. Yeah, start crying. Why wash your hair when you can just bathe it in the tears of the hairdresser? That's my...
that's going to be a t-shirt one day.
I hope so. So your electrician believe that TikTok... That's why I actually don't put videos on TikTok. That's the reason. Surveillance, the Chinese state. I don't believe in it.
Yeah. Look, if we're going to lose to Beijing, it's not going to be on Failing Better's watch, all right?
I mean, my stance on TikTok is very clear. We do not support the Chinese Communist Party, and therefore we do not put anything on TikTok.
And just out of safety, just out of over precaution, maybe some would say, but just in case, you also then don't upload things onto Instagram or Twitter or Facebook either, do you?
I mean, that's my fear. Yeah. I'm scared of the algorithm. You know, I feel like, you know, I don't understand it, and I do not want to play into it. I'm an individual. Mm. I'm a citizen of the United Kingdom. I love my country, and I will not put any videos on
TikTok. That's a clip, by the way. That little clip, that's a clip. That is genuinely a clip. You saying, well, I love this country. Clip.
Well, that'll get the Patriots going. That'll get Greg with his British Bulldog flag.
Yeah.
Sort of listening.
Look, we're going to be big on the Patriots, but I think actually we're even bigger on Patreon. There you go.
Hello.
Patreon.com/failingbetter if you want to pay for a little bit of money for some extra content, support the podcast. We've got a nice little community down there.
They're lovely. They've been talking a lot between themselves in the last week, and I haven't responded to anything they've said, so you should probably get better at that.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of that.
All right, Mr. Martyr, Mr. Sean the Martyr McLaughlin over here.
I'm out there losing my shoes and still coming home barefoot like Aladdin, going, "Oh God, I better edit the episode." Well, Johnny's in his ivory tower, waking up, 6 a.m. hangover. Ugh, better meditate.
I've been really enjoying meditating. I think it's making me more. It's getting me in touch with my body more.
And okay.
What a sexy body to be in touch with.
Normally, I wouldn't recommend meditating, but you are so fit, Johnny, that I feel like it would really benefit society.
Meditating is when you put your hand on your penis and rub it, right?
Yeah.
That's what my therapist said.
You look or think about arousing images and you meditate.
Yeah, my therapist said, look, this is what meditating is. I'm going to show you.
Wait until the calming goo exits your body. And rub it all over your nipples.
Calming goo is a really disgusting phrase. So you talked to your electrician about TikTok. You almost got mugged. What a day in Sean McLaughlin's life.
It's already kicking off, isn't it? It's already kicking off. I know I announced some shows in Helsinki. So if you're a Finnish listener, that is to say you're a listener from Finland, not that you stopped listening. I'm finished with this.
Calming goo was the final stop.
Calming goo, that's it. 23rd of November, please come and see me in Helsinki at On The Rocks Club. Solo show. I'm going to go all night, baby.
Me when I'm meditating.
Yeah, like you. You'll be amazed by my stamina. On The Rocks in Helsinki, 23rd of November. I think this is a good episode, but we're all over the houses. The key thing is you got up wasted and you're enjoying meditation.
Yeah.
Do you have a mantra? Do you have something you repeat to yourself?
I don't. I don't quite know what meditation is. I just type in 10-minute meditation into Google, and then it tells me to do like a body scan, and I do it, and then afterwards I feel like, oh yeah, I am a bit more present. But there's, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Okay. But as long as the thing is with life, I always think, it doesn't matter if you know what you're doing, as long as it's getting the results.
That's incredible wisdom there. And let's... My only mantra is this podcast, or wisdom is wise, or jokes are funny. Bangladesh always wins. September 11th was his inside job. You know, those are the things that are just, you know, and that's the thing we're putting into the world. And that is why we're getting such a positive response back.
Those are the four elements of the Failing Better podcast. God bless us. And God bless which country, Johnny?
Japan today. Those lovely people who do so much.
I'm really glad that you're doing well with the old meditation. Do you feel calm? Do you feel like you're in a calm state? Do you feel like you're sort of maybe, what's the word? Not unflappable, but do you feel like you're quite robust sort of mentally now, more so as a result of doing it?
My problem is I'm a deeply avoidant man. That's so I don't get that.
I wouldn't say that's, in my opinion, that's not your problem.
What do you think my problem is?
Well, you got a tail for a start. It's got to be top five, hasn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the tail's an issue, but it is helpful to let people know my mood. I'm excited.
Did you let the execs over in LA see the tail? Because I reckon that might have been the deal breaker for them.
I said, look, that was my final move. Was I just took off my trousers? There was a tail there, and I said, "You're telling me this isn't going to go big somewhere?" I'm a human dog. Now put me in your movie.
I'm a human dog. We're going to put you in Air Bud, Johnny. You're not home alone. You're Air Bud.
What?
Do you feel like you're what did you just say? By the way, I'm asking that question because I've possibly got somewhere to go with it, but I need to know how robust your mental health is before I say it to you.
I'm quite robust. I think I'm quite robust.
Okay.
Well, a lot of that is because I want to know what you're going to say to me, and I realise if I said I wasn't robust, that wouldn't happen. No, I'm to be honest, I'm the
typical
robust
worm
as fuck.
Tactics from Johnny Pellet.
Yeah, I'm robust as fuck, mate.
Yeah, robust as fuck.
Yeah.
Last night I was out and about.
Yeah.
Had a few Guinnesses. It's St. Patrick's Day as we're recording, so you know. God
well
bless everyone on
the
Emerald Isle.
The Emerald Isle.
The Emerald Isle. Emerald Owl. God bless Emerald Owl. Having a good time with people, and, well, a very bittersweet moment for me and certainly for us. Someone comes up to me and says, "It's Sean, isn't it?" I was like, "Yeah." They go, "Oh, I'm a big fan. Love the podcast." I was like, "Oh, thanks." And then he very quickly went, "The old podcast."
Oh, no!
Yeah. He said the one you did about the Bible. I was like, oh, so you don't... What about this one? He goes, I don't know about that.
Fuck, that's a blow.
Yeah,
Who was it?
Blow. I don't know. He was just a fan. He said he'd seen me at Top Secret once, and he said when he heard I was going on, he was like, oh, yeah. What? So it's like, it's that thing where like you get recognised, and it's just a fucking
it's
kill.
It's just a dagger to the heart. So what? So has he ever listened to us, or had he not ever listened? He must have listened. He's a fan of you.
Well, he must have listened. Wasn't
fucking
for him.
Out.
Not
well,
enough Jesus,
be for everyone.
Maybe.
We can't be for everyone.
We can't be for everyone.
That's enough of a
Or anyone.
Yeah, we're not for you.
We're not for... Look, if you're listening to this podcast, we respect you, but we're not for you.
We're not for you. We're not for anyone.
We think that this podcast could only be enjoyed by The Rock and a string of supermodels.
And that explains our numbers. That explains our numbers. We're massive in the supermodel community at The Rock's house.
If it was up to us, this podcast would exclusively be played on Epstein's Island.
I don't think that's what we want. I think you took...
No, something... We want something elite. And he's elite, right? He was elite.
But
I haven't really been keeping up with what he was up to. But he's a very rich man, right?
Tricky few years for Epstein. But everyone deserves their day in court.
Everyone deserves their day in court, whether you've committed a crime or not. That is
I'm going next week.
He's going next week. He pulled his trousers down and revealed not just a tail, but a full penis to a room full of executives in LA. You think that's legal?
There's a lot of people saying the tail isn't mine and I stole it from a dog in the most vicious of ways.
Animal cruelty. Exposing yourself. To name but two.
I'm going to jail for a long time. And let me tell you this, I'm on their side.
Fair enough.
Just today I was cycling along and asked some guy for his shoes.
Oh!
Callback, structural callback.
That's really good structure, actually.
Thank you.
I'd say that's a structure. That the structure of this podcast is as robust as Johnny's mental health.
As fuck.
AF.
This structure is as fuck.
It's structured as fuck. Is this shit? Is this episode good? I mean, I'm enjoying chatting to you, but I don't know. I think
it's been fine. I mean, what is good? I mean,
what is good, for God's sake?
If I tell you what I'm clinging on to. Look, whoever that person was who said that to you is a bellend, all right? That's all I'm going to say about them. Secondly, I've been clinging on. Someone described this podcast as a Kafkaesque construction of the podcast form. And when I'm feeling low about it, I just think about that sentence because it makes me feel good. Because rather than wasting my life doing a shit podcast, I think, no, I am doing something intelligent.
Yeah, we are, actually.
I didn't know I was doing something intelligent, but I am.
It's Kafkaesque.
Yeah.
You know Metamorphosis? A black guy turns into a beetle? Well, this is better than that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is two also, guys turning into
two
dumb
beetles.
Fucks.
Yeah. Is that the Kafka? I thought they were talking about Alan Kafka. You know, he runs the chip in my mind.
The most philosophical fish and chip proprietor in all of Presswich.
His newspapers are just filled with absolute wisdom.
Alan Kafka's fish and chips. Battered sausage, please, mate. Or if sausages are battered. Now stop showing me your tail.
Is that Alan Kafka?
That's Alan Kafka.
Why has he got that accent?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. What accent does he have? You do an impression of Alan Kafka, then.
Hey, I'm Alan Kafka. Fancy some sausages. He's upbeat, but he's incredibly wise.
It sounds like he might be going through something.
Hey, I'm Alan Kafka.
I'm Alan Kafka. Fancy some sausages. I can't see the kids anymore.
I'm Alan Kafka.
No, actually, it's quite fun washing my socks in the sink. I don't mind. I'm Alan Kafka.
Anyone want any scraps?
Do you want some scraps? And I don't mean the shit you put on chips. I'm talking about the fact that I only get joy from physical violence now.
No, he's a good guy, Alan Kafka, and I do think our podcast is similar to what he's doing with the fish and chip shop.
Alan Kafka's fish and chips. Now that is a sitcom we need to write, don't you agree, Johnny?
Yes. Like we can make that really fly, I think. Much like the fly in the Metamorphosis.
It's not a fly,
it's a beetle. Fuck! What's the thing where the guy's half fly?
The fly. It's called the fly. I mean, it's right there, Johnny.
Oh,
I want you to do me a favor before we record the next episode.
Yeah.
I want you to pop on one of those meditation tapes. I want you to get more involved in the old bod.
Well, the thing about that is I just didn't know it was called the fly, so it's not my fault. Ignorance shouldn't be scorned. We should just scorn people who aren't willing to learn.
Wow.
That's... Got my body and pulled that fucker out, didn't I?
Yeah.
Bit of wisdom.
Wowee. Do you agree with that?
What, that ignorance shouldn't be scorned?
Yeah.
I guess...
Like, if someone comes up to you and just goes, I don't know what 2 and 2 is.
Well, I certainly wouldn't laugh at them.
You only have a problem with them if they say, I have no desire to find out.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. It's not their fault they don't know what it is. It's clear they're just, you know, probably not very good with numbers.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I've no problem.
Not everyone can be as good as me. And that's something that I've had to work, you know, realise about the world. Is I'm obviously privileged. Great body, great mind, great penis. But not everyone has got those privileges. And, you know, I just have to accept that I am better than most people. That's my curse. That's my curse.
Yeah, and it's a bit like the curse of this podcast, really. We actually did have a chat yesterday on the phone about how we think our podcast is better than all the other podcasts, which... As you're listening to this, and even as I'm saying this, I think that is an inexplicable comment to make. But I think those words did come out of our lips, did they not, Johnny? We were like, yeah, we're better than the other podcasts.
I think...
Or at least we're shit in a different way. Maybe that's more accurate.
I think that's the truth, isn't it? We're shit in a different way. Because what the problem with the podcast format, and thanks a lot for listening to it, is that fundamentally it's shit. But what we are, we're aware of that fact. So, you know, like, conversations shouldn't be recorded and then popped out into the world for everyone to listen to.
Yeah, I think the thing is, there's a lot of podcasts around, particularly comedians' podcasts, and good luck to them. Jay, you had nothing against them. I've been guests on them, and, you know, it's all fine. But some of those, enough of them, have a sort of attitude of, people will listen to any old shit, so let's try and flog more money out of them. Whereas we're, I think, of the opinion of people will listen to any old shit. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I think that's true. And also what I say is do sign up to our Patreon.
Patreon.com, though, yeah, definitely.
£3, £5, £10 a month. Obviously, if you do the £10, that's really, you know, that's better than if you do the others. But whatever you can give, but do please give us money. That would be very helpful. But you're right, we do have a different ethos at this podcast. It's not all about the money.
We're a bit like the Co-op, and other podcasts are like Tesco.
Mm.
And wouldn't you rather support a cooperative than a multinational corporation? Yes, the food is better and cheaper and they have more variety. But the co-op's got like an old woman working behind the till. That's nice.
And I like Tesco's Every Little Helps catchphrase, though. Every Little Helps. That's Asda, is it?
No, that is Tesco.
Oh, I'm doubting myself.
Johnny, your mental health is getting less robust by the minute. I wouldn't even say it's robust as fuck right now.
How robust would you say it was? Robust as.
Robust as jelly, I suppose. I don't really know.
But luckily, I put my jelly in the freezer, so it is actually quite solid. Anyway, we've only got a couple more minutes of this episode to go. I think this has been quite a fun little episode. What do you think?
I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. I feel full of energy right now.
Do you really? What do you think that's about?
I'm still doing these press-ups. I'm doing a lot of press-ups.
How many press-ups have you done today?
I've done 60 today.
That's a lot of press-ups.
Yeah.
And how many are you going to... Do you do like 100 a day?
I try to today. I don't know if I can be asked because I had a few too many Guinnesses last night.
A Guinness. Too many Guinness.
Too many Guinness. I mean, come on, listeners.
Yeah.
That is red-hot quipping. Guinness.
Papua New Guinea. Favourite drink. Guinness, it all makes no sense. So you're doing 100 press-ups a day?
I'm just sort of full of... I've had a good week, really. I've had a good...
I don't know.
I basically decided to take this week as a sort of me week and not do loads of work. But then I still feel this gnawing pressure to try and work, and there's always admin and stuff like that. So,
that's interesting. I really wish, Sean, you'd brought this up before the podcast has like a minute left to go.
Why? Do you think it could be a fertile...
Should we talk about this on the Friday episode?
What, I'm having a good week?
Sean's having a good week and how he's...
No, because I think the more I talk about it, the more I'll realise I'll convince myself I'm not having a good week.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. So then maybe it's good that you haven't talked about it, because we do not want to end your good week.
No.
What, Sean, I've had a bad week this week. You've had a good week. Do you think there's a world in which we are the polar opposite ends of the same beam? And so if I'm having a good week, you're having a bad week and vice versa. And that's why we'll never truly be in tune.
Well, I think my week has not been actually that good. I've thought about it for about 20 seconds. It's actually been a number of stressful situations.
Well, you almost got robbed. Someone asked for your shoes.
I almost got robbed at 8 a.m. today. Mm. And yet I'm
like
saying,
a
what
week.
A great me week.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe you're addicted to bad things happening to you, and so when bad things happen, you feel good.
That would explain
the longevity of this podcast.
Very much like our listenership, we are masochistic in our core.
My video's gone again. So that's very interesting. So you've had a good week, even though it's been bad. I've had a bad week because it's been bad. And LA...
What's happened? Are you allowed to tell any? Are you allowed to hint?
I don't want to say, really, because it's... I told you, Home Alone said no.
Is it genuinely awful, though?
It's not awful. It's all fine. It's just it was a bit of a stressful week. But now, I'm feeling the next week's going to be
my week.
You
lost your rollerblades?
Lost my rollerblades. Home Alone.
and you've lost your ability to pronounce rollerblades.
Lost my ability to pronounce rollerblades. Home Alone 4 said no. And I've got to give this tail back to the dog I stole it from.
Give it back to the dog. The dog's dead, Johnny. You know it, and I know it.
The dog is dead. And on that note...
Is that the title of this episode? The dog is dead?
I think it has to be. I mean, that's a lovely podcast. The dog is dead. Thank God it's failing better.
The dog is dead, everyone. Keep those 5-star reviews rolling in, I've got to say. We're getting a lot of 5-star ratings on Spotify, which is good to see.
And do join our Patreon. It's a fun community, and we all have lots of fun. And there's like 30 podcasts probably there now extra. You get an hour stand-up from me, an hour stand-up from Sean. Those are good stuff. Only £3 a month. And it helps keep us doing the podcast that you love so much correctly.
Exactamundo. We'll see you on Friday.
You'll hear from us on Friday.
Maybe both.
Maybe
we might be pervs.
If you see Sean, don't tell him you don't like this podcast.
Look, if you see me on the street, don't tell me you don't like my podcast. Just pop on your little biplane, get up to my sort of head level, and say, great one this week. Great one this week. I'll go, thank you.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.